Welcome back to Home Design Chat with Nancy, and I'm your host, Nancy Hugo. If you're remodeling or building a new home, you came to the right place. We talk about everything having to do with your home. Well, today is April 21st. Boy, this year's going fast, but I do want to wish a happy Passover to all my Jewish friends. It starts on the 22nd of April and will go through till April 30th. I don't have a guest today, so I am going to talk about color. Color of what? Well, color of cabinets and appliances. I keep reading that white cabinets are out. Well, first I want to tell you that they're not out. They will never go out. They will always be around. And the people who say that, I think they just want to do something to get some attention. White cabinets have been around since 1920s and 30s. In fact, white was the only thing they offered. So, of course, it was popular because just like cars in those days, they offered black and that's what everybody got. So the 20s kitchen was white walls, white cabinets, white backsplash. That was what they had. So they didn't really have a choice. But along comes the 1950s and 60s. And the appliances were actually offered in many colors. Now, a lot of people out there probably don't remember. Maybe you've seen pictures. But the 50s and 60s, somebody had the wild idea to say, hey, let's do appliances in yellow, pink, turquoise, wood tone brown, greens, blues, copper tones. And of course, in the 70s, the famous harvest gold and avocado green, if you remember those. Now, we look back at those, they were pretty obnoxious. But in the day, that's what people had as an option because maybe they said, hey, it's a different color, it's not white. So we were flooded with countertop appliances in those colors. Actually, I was looking at pictures online and I kind of do remember that they had the toasters, the hand mixers, the Dutch ovens, the electric fryers, even Tupperware. They all had them in the gold and the green so that they would match your wonderful kitchen. But these colors disappeared, but not quick enough. In the 1980s and 90s, the appliance people came out with black glass, white and bisque. I do remember these. I started designing kitchens in those days. And black glass was something different, new. Matter of fact, I had a refrigerator that had a black glass front. And I remember telling the appliance people that that's what they want. And they looked at me like, are you crazy? Who gets black? But it was great. It also just was a magnet for fingerprints. But, of course, they have Windex for a reason. White was a good color, too, and bisque was the almond, or it was really not almond, because almond has sort of a green cast to it, but bisque is more of a clear, off-white cream color. It was a nice color in those days. But then the stainless steel started to get popular. Every time you looked at a cooking show, they all had stainless steel appliances, probably because the appliance companies gave them the appliances for their shows. But nevertheless, stainless steel was a beautiful finish to go with any kitchen. In 2010, they brought in white appliances again. And the white appliances, you know, had a place. Matter of fact, I did a kitchen with light wood cabinets and white appliances. To me, the black was too harsh. Stainless steel just didn't fit in. So I'm glad that the white appliances were available. But did you know that today stainless steel has 75% popular ratings among the homeowners for their appliances? That's not going away. I also have read some comments online that people are tired of stainless steel. They don't like it. Maybe they don't like it as an individual, but that is in my opinion, the most popular appliance finish. So I'm going to go over the history of appliance colors, which then leads to today's cabinet colors. I want to compare them. One of the questions that everybody's saying is white gone? Is it still popular? Is it timeless? Well, I'm here to tell you that in 2024, every time I look at something online, whether it's Pinterest or an appliance advertisement, they show white cabinets. Now, that's not the only cabinets they show, but white isn't going away. They also show some gray cabinets, painted cabinets, and wood cabinets. In the early 2000s, white cabinets were almost extensively used white, no matter where you looked. It was white. White countertops, white appliances, floor tile, everything white. It looked a little too sterile for me, but that was the in thing. And they were pushing contemporary or modern or even transitional with everything white. It's a little too white. So then black countertops started coming in as being popular with the white cabinets. And the black cabinets used with the white cabinets gives you that, I hate to tell you, zebra look. I did talk one of my clients out of it because they didn't have a huge kitchen. But if you think about white cabinets with a black refrigerator, black dishwasher, black freestanding range, so then in between that, you have white cabinets, you have black, white, not something that I would do in a kitchen. That's only my opinion. As I say every week, it's really up to the homeowner. So we're seeing a lot of wood cabinets now. They never really left the scene. Do you remember the old honey oak cabinets in the 80s, the 70s? They were popular. Then they got kind of lost somewhere. People got tired of them. I'm seeing painted cabinets. You know, there again, the greens, the burgundies, the navy blues, they're going to be popular, but how long? So if you've had the colored cabinets painted whatever color you like, you can always think about painting a different color in a couple of years because guaranteed these colors are going to go out of popularity. There again, white's always going to be here, as I keep saying. Now, as far as wood goes, I really do like the rift oak. I think that's timeless, and that's on a vertical grain. It's very smooth looking. It's not a pattern per se, and you can also have different finishes on there or different stains. So I do like that. So here's my opinion, if you're ready for that. And before I tell you my opinion, I want to talk about Monogram's appliances. They'll always be in style. They're a wonderful appliance company. I really like them. I kind of lean towards Monogram. I've been to their warehouses and their factories in Louisville, and I was very impressed with their products. And they also have smart appliances. So a lot of their appliances are controlled by their Smart HQ app, which you can download on your phone. So you can control a lot of your appliances with this app. You don't really have to have the app, but having the smart appliances is definitely a good thing to have. The appliance company Monogram will upgrade the appliances automatically. They will let you know when something is wrong, and they do upgrade or update their recipes on their cooking appliances, namely their wall ovens and their ranges. So if you want to know more about Monogram, just go on their website, monogram.com. That's simple enough. So you can also check out your local appliance dealer if you are looking for appliances to use in your remodel, or if your appliances are getting old and you just need to replace them, check out monogram.com. I love those appliances. Anyway, I want to go over, that's right, I'm getting back to my opinion on appliances. I think stainless steel looks great with every design, from farmhouse to contemporary, from traditional to transitional. But you can always use appliance panels. Now, if you're not familiar with appliance panels, there are certain things you can do with them. You have a kitchen. You don't want all your appliances to show if it's stainless steel or black. I always suggest that you use the cabinet panels. Cabinet fronts attach to the door of your refrigerator, your warming drawer, your wine storage, your dishwasher, so that it all blends in with your cabinetry. You can't put any panels on your ovens or your microwaves because of the heat. But the panels are intended to conceal or camouflage the appliance and makes it appear to be part of the rest of the cabinetry. So when refrigerators and freezers are designed with pantries on both sides, it's impossible to know. Of course, you as a homeowner will know where the appliances are, but you do get that smooth, streamlined look. And if you want your kitchen to not have that kitchen-y look, you can picture what I'm saying. If you have a back wall with your tall appliances, your refrigerator, freezer, and your pantries, and as I said, your ovens can even go behind pocket doors, you can have a whole wall of tall cabinets and with handles, of course. So then you would camouflage all those appliances. And then in front of that wall of cabinetry, you can have an island with your sink and dishwasher. I think that's a cool look. It gives you that un-kitchen look. So getting back to appliance colors, I just want to say, in my opinion again, white appliances do not look good with dark wood or black cabinets. The black appliances or stainless look best. Don't use black appliances with white cabinets. You have to picture what this looks like. It's really important. The finished product wants to flow. You don't want anything to stick out or to have such a strong contrast that your, don't forget, your refrigerator is a huge appliance. It's 7 feet tall. It's anywhere from 24 to 6 feet wide, depending on the appliances that you use. So if you weren't to get a finish for your freezer and refrigerator that blend in with your appliances, you might as well just put a sign on it that says, here's my refrigerator freezer, because it will stick out like a sore thumb. So white cabinets and stainless steel appliances will not go out of style. These are the items that are timeless. They started out years ago and they will be with us forever. So let me just talk about another thing that will be with us forever. Studio 41, which offers you the greatest selection of bathroom and kitchen plumbing. They are a Kohler showroom. Talk about being timeless. There's a lot of things that Kohler has that are timeless. But pretty soon I'm going to do a podcast on bathroom trends for 2024. But until then, if you are doing your bathroom over or you're just curious about kitchen and bath fixtures, you've got to go into shopstudio41.com. Sorry about that. That was shopstudio41.com. That's the number 41.com. They have a showroom in Scottsdale, which I have said over and over is my source for these products and also cabinet hardware. Their selection is the best that I've ever seen. They also have upwards of 11 showrooms in the Illinois area. I am going to say Chicago and every other, and I'm not familiar with towns in Illinois, I have to admit, but they do have a lot of showrooms in the state of Illinois, so you might check them out. So that was shopstudio41.com. Okay, so if you want to have white cabinets, which I totally suggest you do, I always suggest that you add color by using the backsplash, the flooring, the accessories. Bring in a color, Or here's where you can bring in black if you want some black accessories for some contrast. Maybe pick the color of the year or pick your favorite color, maybe accessories that you're using in your family room or your living room, and bring them into the kitchen for continuity. So I always suggest that as opposed to heavy color in the kitchen. Don't forget, if you're a person who follows trends, you're going to be flip-flopping all the time. You have to pick a color that you're comfortable with, that goes with your house, that you look good with. And I'm going to use this as an example. I do not look good with yellow. So therefore, I stay away from yellow cabinets, yellow accessories, yellow walls. So you want to use the color that you look best in. Now, as far as stainless steel, I do read comments online and people have said stainless steel is out. It shows fingerprints. But guess what? All the appliance manufacturers are putting fingerprint resistant stainless steel on their appliances. They're treated with a special coating that helps it resist the smudges and makes it easier to clean. So that doesn't hold water with me. Going back to another comment I read, that white cabinets are out for 2024. I don't know where these people get their ideas. I do know that I read a lot of comments and a lot of articles online, and there are that handful of designers who decide, okay, this is out. Maybe it's out in her world, but nobody else's. I think they do that to get published. I just read an article, which I'm not finished reading, but I will bring that up when we do the bathroom trends. This article said that shiplapping is out. Well, I thought it was out because in 2023, somebody said, get rid of that. But now in 2024, they go, hey, it's back. So you can see that the people who want to get published, want to share their brainstorming ideas. I just tell you like it is. Do what you want to do. It's your kitchen, it's your house, it's your bathroom, it's your wardrobe. If somebody says, oh, these colors are in for clothing and you don't like those colors, do you really go out and buy them and put them on? No, hopefully not. So you definitely want to follow your heart, follow your own mind, and pick the colors and the items that you feel makes your home comfortable, and colors that you feel comfortable when you're sitting in your home, when you're having your friends over. You don't want to use a color that you feel is obnoxious or just not you. Definitely think about it. I suggest that you listen to these podcasts and listen to the trends and realize that trends are sometimes here to stay, sometimes not. Stainless steel, going back to that stainless steel appliance, that was a trend years ago and people thought, well, it's not going to last. But a lot of people like the look of the pro kitchen, the pro appliance. Did you ever see a pro appliance in purple? Go into a restaurant, what do you see? Stainless steel. Cooking shows will use stainless steel. So that's one of the things that started out as a trend, but now it's a timeless thing, just like white kitchens. Go for the timeless when you're doing remodeling. Follow your designer if you have one. And I suggest that before you get a designer, you investigate what her likes and dislikes are, check out her referrals, check out the projects that she's done. And if you feel comfortable with that, well, then interview her, find out if you're on the same page. The last thing you want is a designer that's going to insist on something that you're not comfortable with. I've heard a lot of people say that they hired a designer, they weren't cohesive with the designer, they felt that they were forced into something that they didn't like. That should never happen. You should be comfortable with your designer. You should trust your designer, and you should feel that what she suggests to you is something she's only suggesting. You still have the decision to make whether you go along with her or not. And if you disagree with her, that's fine. If she insists, it's time to get a new designer. Well, not that I said that, but anyway, This was something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while. You know, I keep saying the white cabinets, the stainless steel appliances are in. I've done some research on that. And as I said in this podcast, check it out. But these are things that you can find online. You can also, if you're a Pinterest follower, you can check out Pinterest. But I will say that's not the end all and be all. People that put things on Pinterest, for the most part, are what they like, possibly not what you like. So just because it's on Pinterest or Instagram or TikTok, that doesn't mean that you should do it. I still say follow your heart. Well, it's coming to an end. It's time to say this has been a fun podcast for me, and I hope you enjoyed today's show. And please subscribe on the platform that you're using to listen to these podcasts. It really helps to have subscribers so that I know who's listening and what is popular or not. Hopefully this podcast is popular and it teaches you a lot. Don't forget to share these with your friends. Your friends probably don't know too much about design, and by listening to these podcasts, which I say every week, is an education. No matter what your project is, whether it's remodeling a kitchen or bathroom, whether it's accessorizing, painting your walls, I follow the trends, or I actually talk about the people who know the trends because they are the reps for either paint companies or tile companies, cabinet companies, or I talk to other kitchen and bath designers. So don't forget, again, to share these with your friends. Otherwise, you're not going to know what's in and what's out. If you read an article that is published by a designer who's just trying to push her opinions, I prefer that you read them with an open mind and then come and listen to my podcast. So if you want to learn more about me, you can go to nancyhugo.com. And if you have any questions for me, you can email me at nancy@nancyhugo.com. Stay safe, enjoy the day, and come back next week because I publish these every week. Bye now.